From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Defending Domestic Produce Production Act has been reintroduced into the U.S. House and Senate, which should help seasonal produce and specialty crop growers fight unfair trade practices. The Florida Department of Agriculture reports the bill would ensure U.S. trade laws allow seasonal ag producers the ability to ask federal regulators to investigate unfair foreign trade and seek relief. Florida Ag Commissioner Nikki Fried applauded the bill's reintroduction as an important measure for farmers. With Thursday's approval by the Assembly Insurance Committee, a California bill to improve fire insurance options for farmers and ranchers moved one step closer to Governor Gavin Newsom's desk. Senate Bill 11, sponsored by the California Farm Bureau and carried by Senator Susan Rubio, would authorize the state's insurer of last resort, the California Fair Plan, to underwrite insurance coverage to commercial farms and ranches. The bill now goes to the full Assembly. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow was certain Thursday that the House would follow the Senate in passing the first-ever climate mitigation bill for agriculture. Under the bill, according to Agriculture.com, the USDA would help farmers enter the carbon market, touted as the private enterprise way to earn money while combating climate change. Stabenow says this is something that President Biden enthusiastically supports and Ag Secretary Vilsack is deeply involved in, calling the 92-8 vote in the Senate a great victory. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.